Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
What do you love about sports?
Well, it is. It's sort of a little bit of a microcosm of life. You know, you have winners, you have champions, you have people that you expect to see that final play. You have great coaches like Belichick. You have people that you expect more out of, and oftentimes they produce. Then you have people that you just don't expect they're going to do it, and oftentimes they don't. It's a microcosm of life.
Mr. President, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Hey, and then he went on to congratulate Kansas. He congratulated the state of Kansas. That is your president of the United. I know more about football than Belichick. I know more about football than the football players. I know, you know. Oh, my God. Oh, don't kneel. Whatever you do, don't kneel. J-Lo, she didn't kneel. She twisted. Wow. That girl on a pole at 50? Hello. So, congratulations, Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations.
Oh,
nice. Well, I think the last time you won, I was, in middle school. So, that's good. I didn't really get to watch it at all. Loretta is home from the hospital, for those of you keeping track. Thank God she's out of the pit. And now she's living with me. Isn't that special? Hey, man. It's the height of irony. They wiped your ass. You wiped theirs. Who knew? But I will tell you, the hospital is a bad place. Do not go there. Do not go there. If you can at all avoid it, do not go there. And if you have to go there, get out. Get out. It's like that movie. Just one little tear will go right down your face. Get out. Get out. Oh, it's just, it's horrendous. And if you don't speak the speak, if you don't speak the talk, if you don't, get yourself up and running on the rules of Medicare, and what you have to say in order to get things coded properly, and if you don't know what medications are, and if you don't know about how to read test results, which you better learn, you're dead. You're dead, because the person who's going to read it to you is going to be a resident, like fresh out of med school, and they don't understand it any better than you do. So don't kid yourself. You're going to have to become an expert in all this crap, all of it. And you know what? People who have been sick, I've had cancer, people who have had cancer, people who have ever gone through a major chronic illness, people who have sick children, people who have sick mothers, fathers, well, you know what I'm talking about. You better teach the others. Teach the others, because man, if you fly blind, you ain't making it out. You ain't making it out. And by the way, if you're lucky enough to have an elderly parent, and by that I mean they've lived through the medical system to be, 80, 89, 90. If you have somebody who's lucky enough to survive our medical system, let me just say this. You will be on a geriatric floor, and the crap that you're going to see is going to be imprinted in your permanent Rolodex. Do not bring your children. I never knew what the human body was capable of in the senior years. Never knew. Wow. Wow. Like draperies behind. I mean, like I saw bundas that were as long as the back of the leg, like all the way down to the bend in the knee. I saw, front parts. And you know what's really interesting? In the end, you know how some people are intersex and people don't understand it? I do. I understand it. I've always understood it. But now I really can explain it to you. In the end, everybody's, everybody's bits look the same. It's pretty freaking amazing. It all becomes long. You have no idea. Everything. And it all looks the same in the end.
Oh,
it's just so special. So, I don't know. Make your choices, everybody. Want to live too long? Wow. But the healthcare debate, once we have a nominee, I'm going to get so in it. I've always been in it, and thank God I've been in it. You ever wonder, like, why do I know all this useless information? Why do I listen to these shows? Why do I know so much about Medicare? Why do I know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid? Why do I know there's no such thing as long-term care in either plan? Why do I understand, what the ACA does? Why? Well, because you're going to need to know. That's why. And so for the curious, for the people who just can't stop learning, you've come to the right place. You really have. So thank you. Welcome. Meanwhile, the Senate is moving ever closer to acquitting this president, which is just a license for him to do, I don't know, everything. Just, wow. Whatever your little, curious brain can imagine, and we've got some imaginations among us. Whatever you can imagine him doing, he can now do. He will do. It's just, we're going to have to fight through a rigged election. You know, we've got a rigged trial in the Senate. If anybody doubts it, just turn on your TV. So here's where we are. The closing arguments were conducted this morning from 11 until just prior to the showtime, right? They concluded it right around 3 o'clock Eastern, and it's now 3:12, 3:13 Eastern. So, those were closing arguments. The defenders of Donald Trump just had to make crap up. And they don't care because the trial is rigged. They're guaranteed. Now, you tell me what lawyer gets to practice in an environment like that, where they know what the jury is going to do before anything, because there were no witnesses. So here's where we are in American jurisprudence. It's just so sick. From Ed Mal lawyers, maybe this is a good thing. I don't know. And if you say it is, I'll call you and hire you. But from Ed Mal, here's what it is. Now, you can indict with the bare, clear and convincing standard. And then you get to try your case without witnesses. Isn't that fun, everybody? Isn't that fun? It's fun until you're accused of something and then, you're not allowed. I mean, here's where we are. The president says he has an alibi. I didn't do it. I got an alibi. I could show you all, right? But his alibi witnesses, the people who would, they were never called, see? He just decided, he chose to keep his alibi secret.
I do want always corruption.
He chose to keep his alibi witnesses secret. Now, who does that? Guilty people. So that is where we are now. The closing arguments have been made, and so they're in a break now. This afternoon, the senators, the jury members, will actually get a chance to speak to you 10 minutes apiece. Did they start? Oh, I could pull it up. But they're going to get to speak 10 minutes apiece. This should be some doozies, because reading the statements of the Republicans and listening to the Sunday shows over the weekend, which I did not have, but I'm just saying, if I did, I would have watched the Super Bowl. Didn't get to, she was discharged last night. But their statements all say that the president did impeachable things. This is the Republicans speaking. That the president did impeachable things, but the country is too divided to move forward with removal. What? And so their thing is, we're going to let the people decide. But how do the people decide if we have no evidence? They have no evidence, and we have no evidence. So they kicked it to us. Now, we got a president who says, when you're famous, you could do anything. You could do anything you want. You could grab a button. And now we got a president who says, when you're president, you could do anything. You could do anything you want. You can grab them by the... I just want to say, in the end, that and the other, same. They all end up looking the same. I don't know. But now there are no constraints on Trump. The only thing that stops him from doing anything particularly crazy is he may not remember to do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's got the attention span of a toddler. My mother, Loretta, has more recall than Donald Trump does. So perhaps he'll forget to do the bad thing. I mean, we're really hanging our elections on the fact that the president has the attention span of an infant. Because he's definitely going to cheat. I mean, there's just no question, I mean, pretty much he took Czechoslovakia, he invaded Poland, and now he's moving into France. Know what I'm saying?